Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer smell on your boy.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
my weed, all right?
We thought of that song the first time I heard Blurred Lines. I was like, yeah. It sounds like that Marvin Gaye song.
Oh, yeah. That's what you guys are talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so it is kind of it's a controversial thing, even amongst musicians. Who was that guy that was on Corolla Show? It was just like, oh, so what? Everybody steals from everyone. And yeah, part of me wants to say that, but...
You notice all the guys who are really flippant with that attitude are the guys who've already made their money from music?
True. Right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right.
They don't care.
And then his excuse was that he was, like, high on painkillers and a little drunk. And
Vicodin.
Like, right. It, like,
it's the only way you can write with soul.
Yeah. That's right.
Someone else's soul, but...
But in this case, they probably sampled that
awesome
track. They were, like, grooving on that Marvin Gaye track, you know. Sample it, loop it, try and make a jam out of it. That's a great idea. Oh, it would cost millions of dollars to get the rights to this. Let's just fudge it.
The person I'm disappointed in is Pharrell.
It's what
like,
they
you knew
do.
What you were doing, buddy.
It's
he,
what they
he writes
do.
Writes music.
Well, who's gonna exactly. sue these guys that are doing commercial work where they like The Cure's "Love Song" that they put in that fucking I think it was Sprint or some mobile some. Telephone.
No, it was
like an old man right now. What do they call them? The fucking cell phones.
You know
the
Sprint commercial. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. When they,
it's obviously somebody who put the commercial together, like threw this Cure song in there, and they're like, it's going to cost X amount of thousands of dollars to get. And they're like, fuck it, we'll pay this guy $1,000, and he's going to make something that sounds almost exactly like it. He's going to take the fucking arrangement and just flip it around. You know, it's like the sock with a hole in it. And you pull it out a little bit,
didn't
fold
release
it over,
it.
Got a new sock. You know,
right.
You just start on the two, and now start
maybe,
the progression on the.
Maybe
sock.
He didn't because he didn't release it. Maybe that's why. Maybe
he made money off of it. That's what the fuck. I mean, he gets away with it because he changed the arrangement enough. When knowing the rules allows you to kind of work around it and go, okay, well, if I change the melody just enough, if I reverse the chord structure. You know, but still, it just sounds like it. Like, anybody who's heard The Cure's "Love Song," heard that commercial, was like, this is really weird. This sounds like The Cure, but it's not.
Right.
T-Pain?
And this is the same shit. They wanted to make a Marvin Gaye-type track and make a modern version of it, and they did.
They made it to Marvin Gaye. So Marvin Gaye, they got sued.
Right. Yeah, and lost big.
Okay, takeaway... The nice cut suits, the nude women, and the total ripoff of Marvin Gaye's beat, you have nothing fucking left.
Right.
That's why they deserve to get sued. They put nothing into it. They were like, let's rip off Marvin Gaye and put some nude women in the video and we're going to make fucking millions.
Exactly.
Oh, this somebody did the mashup, huh?
Yeah. If Marvin Gaye's family was smart... They would just take the rights to, you know, instead of just, you know, pulling all the tracks off, you know, like, I want it off of YouTube.
Yeah, they want it gone. They want it gone, like, wiped clean from the face of the earth. No one shall remember this.
Right.
No one shall play this song under penalty of death.
And if anybody plays it.
By Marvin Gaye's dad. He's going to come
and shoot you. He just shows up in like a pickup truck and a shotgun.
Oh, Jesus.
Who played it?
but they should have it.
I shot the first guy who wrote this song. You think I won't take out the next one?
Right.
Just because he ain't family?
I'm not fucking around here.
They should sell the rights, have him do a hologram of Marvin Gaye singing Blurred Lines.
With Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Tupac. Michael Jackson comes out, does backup.
Wow.
It would sell millions.
And that's big guy out of nowhere.
Starting early.
Do it.
Yep. But yeah, like I said, I think shame on Pharrell. You write music, buddy. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah, he's an educated enough musician. That,
yeah. He knew what was going on. Yeah. Thought, maybe I could slip this one by.
Yeah, that's why they had Robin in the trial. They didn't want to talk to... they basically used him as a scapegoat because he's just dumb enough to go, I was drunk and fell asleep on Marvin Gaye's album. Listen, and woke right. up and had a vision of a song. And then turns out, I ripped him off. I'm sorry.
Right. Alan Thicke's son, I was hammered.
Yeah. I just heard this really cool beat. I don't know where I heard it, but I just heard it.
He's Canadian. Come on.
I know.
It's like don't
whereas you put Pharrell up there.
That's and like he's, white plus.
As soon as Pharrell drops the fact that, you know, they use an MPC and they're like, I don't know what that is, but you sound like you know what you're talking about way too much. Guilty. You know how to use technology. You must have ripped this song off and known about it.
You fairy.
Yummy.
Delicious.
Got the last of the tincture.
Oh, nice.
I want like little sound blurps in my own fucking personal life. I want to just be able to walk down the street.
Right. Even if they just played in your own head.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't have to be broadcast. You need out. Well, I guess, you know, having one of those...
fucking cunt.
Yeah. You need one of those little handheld things with the keychain things that have the fart noises and shit on them and just put Al Pacino in there.
That would be nice.
What are you going to do about it, asshole?
Yeah.
Let's walk around with that all day.
Mm-hmm. By the way, they're recommending now up to 5 cups of coffee a day still being good for you. I'm doubling down on my coffee intake.
Nice.
What do you think?
I drink it all day on the road because it's free in the lobby.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That'll probably work.
What do you think about this Neumann's?
Now, before we do this, Neumann's let's go over the ground rules. Rule number 1, no touching of the hair or face.
And that was I think that was the part of the movie where I realized everything's on the table.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was like... Well, no, I think at that point, it kind of turned for me because I was just like watching and I'm like, that's funny, but this is just too ridiculous to take seriously. And I'm like realizing it's not even taking place in reality anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So and
it has left the building.
At that point, you're just free to laugh at anything you want and not try and overanalyze it.
The first time I watched a movie, and it was like, was that funny? I wasn't sure. Was that funny? I have to watch that again to make sure.
Second one? Yes.
Oh, God.
Not so much.
I heard not to even bother, yeah.
Me too. Yeah. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave my memory of the franchise untainted.
It's kind
of
like Dumb and Dumber.
It ain't really a franchise if you can't get past 2. If you're I don't know. I guess so.
Right. Such a Godfather.
You can have a shitty second movie and still have a franchise. It's like it's that much more of a rush to get the third one out.
Godfather to cover up 3.
to cover up the stench of part 2.
Well, no, then not Godfather 3 because part 2 was better than part 1.
Right.
There's very few exceptions. There's very few exceptions. Yeah. Like the first Star Wars trilogy is a perfect example of how the second movie in a trilogy can be the best, in my opinion.
Right. Would you consider Dark Knight?
Like this? Well, the second
with Heath Ledger in the second one being.
I don't know. I really liked Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that was a good movie too.
But yeah, I guess so. I mean, overall, I bet you if I watched all 3 of them right now, I'd probably have to say that the second one, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Is the cream of the crop there.
I still like Ledger's performance. I mean, it's classic.
Yeah. I wonder what Jared Leto is going to look like.
It's interesting. You know, the fans are buzzing about that.
They seem to be going for more of the modern comic book version of Joker, which if you haven't... I showed you some of the Endgame that's currently going on. And he's got the
buzz
sides. Yeah, he's got his fucking sides white-walled.
And I noticed, too, the way his lips look, they're not, you know, as prevalent red. It's like more of a pierced lip look, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
They're not doing... Yeah, I think they're trying to go more for fucked up face than, like, clown. I guess, you know, Heath Ledger was fucked up, but he put on a lot of makeup, too.
Oh, yeah.
Tons. You know, he had the scars, but he had a ton of... Yeah, he liked his lipstick.
I'm not taking away from Heath Ledger, but...
Yeah.
Would it still been as good a performance if he had an OD?
Wow.
Yes.
I
would, because... I mean, he put his heart into that.
You think
movie.
What happened to him personally added to the performance?
I think that it made more people look at it harder, like oh my God, this is the last, you know, like this is one of the last things he did, and you know, they just might have put it up on a little bit high of a pedestal, maybe a little bit higher than it should have been.
What you mean.
I'm not taking away from it. I'm not saying it was terrible. Oh, it was great.
Right.
But I even, you know, challenged myself.
Yeah, but he was the first actor to nail the version of the Joker that has lasted the longest in the comic books. And I think, especially for our age group, the one that we are familiar with, the Killing Joke version of the Joker, you know, the true madman. Not to say that there wasn't still some camp in the performance, but, I mean, you put that up against Jack Nicholson or...
I was going to say, I'm a Nicholson guy on that. I liked it more.
I enjoy his performance, but it's totally something different. I don't know.
Nicholson, you're getting more of the Romero feel.
Yeah, the exaggerated.
Whereas Heath Ledger's more the terrorist.
Like Nicholson's version, but I agree with both these guys. You just said nail on the head. It's two different versions. It's two different versions of the same character.
Right. Well, yeah, and we've come to accept that there's many different versions of Batman that can exist at one time. One of the most the primary Batman series is one of the most popular comic books currently. One of the other most popular Batman books is Batman 56. And it's all inspired by the television show, basically. And but also with an understanding of the humor. Well, I guess the original did, too. The original was campy, and I think it knew it. That's what it was going for. I just didn't get it when I was a kid.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the campiness of that show. But definitely when Keaton's Batman came out.
Well, that's the thing that when you think about, like, the campiness of the television series, ridiculousness of the serial that was in the movies. Here, I show you some of those.
Yeah.
They drive around in, like, a Chevy.
Oh, yeah.
And you go from that era to, like, at the time, when in 89, when Tim Burton's came out, it was like, oh, we're going to see a whole new side. We're going to see the true side of Batman. This is going to be a lot darker. And it was darker, but it was still camp.
Yeah.
Right? And
there were still parts in there, yeah.
And it kept getting campier and campier until you get to Batman and Robin.
Ouch.
It was the first time we got the raspy voice. It's like, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
It was the first time, you know.
Right.
I enjoyed Michael Keaton's portrayal, personally. I thought it was way
better.
Yeah,
Christian Bale was too much growling.
Oh, I don't know, though.
Where is he?
Like, come on.
Well, his throat hurt from yelling at interns. Yeah.
All I'm saying is,
my coffee.
When you get to Christopher Nolan's trilogy, we truly see the dark side of all these characters, and it was the closest to exploring the depth of character that I experienced from reading the comic books. There's no version of Batman that I dislike, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, this was my favorite soundtrack.
Elfman.
Yeah, that just the
for the bat dance.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Give me Prince all day long.
Yeah.
Party Man, Bat Dance.
You remember that tape they released then, yeah.
I have the tape.
I did too. I did too.
I do. I have
came in the cardboard sleeve that you had to like kick it out. Yep.
I have the tape single of Party Man with Bat Dance on, you know, the flip side.
Yep, I think you mean Ka-Single.
Ka-Single.
That's right, Ka-Single.
Wait, wow. Did it come in the little flimsy cardboard sleeve thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this isn't.
Fuck that shit.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
I always tried to jump over. Yeah, like one of these days, I know there's a glitch. I know I'll be able to jump over that flagpole.
You can't get over it. Yeah, no, you just drop. You get to where the flagpole is, and then it just drops you straight down. It's like you hit a wall.
Yeah.
Never getting over it.
There you go. Here's Aaron's jam.
Uh oh. What game was that ripoff? Did they ever say?
No, it wasn't. They made a game, and it didn't sell in Japan. And they're like, well, let's just put Mario on it and.
Oh, okay.
Let's try to sell this type of game in America.
It was never a game. Yeah, it was never its own game in the U.S.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. There's the 8-bit or 16-bit version, wouldn't it be? This is. Wait, is this 16-bit?
8-bit, I think. You're right.
This is the actual
NES
version.
Oh, yeah. No, the Super Nintendo had 16-bit.
Yeah.
Right? Because then it went to 32. So the Sega had 32,
what you're
and then Nintendo 164. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah. What you're telling me for real is Super Mario 3 is actually Super Mario 2, if you really want
to be
a stickler and a nerd about it.
Yeah, as far as designing a Mario game from the ground up, yeah.
Yeah, because all of a sudden you got Toad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
four characters.
It's like if they went, whoa, that Blade Runner movie didn't do so hot. Let's shoot some footage of Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, and we'll just kind of remake this as a Star Wars film that makes no sense. Right. Let's throw a couple shots of some lightsabers in there.
You just gave me a great idea.
Right? Right?
The unreleased Star Wars.
Yeah, the dark. You could make a dark, gritty Star Wars reboot trailer
with Sean Young in there somehow.
Just taking footage from what's the movie that I just said?
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just call it Rogue Anything. Yeah. And
right.
Rogue Vader.
It's like Kevin Smith had the idea when they did on his podcast about Batman, which I highly recommend if you're a Batman fan. And they were watching Batman and Robin, the scene where it's Mr. Freeze's operation, whatever he has, it's like he's in some factory or something, and Bane has been set to put out all these bombs that are like these tall, plasticky looking icicle things. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous looking, and he's like, somebody needs to splice that footage with the stadium blowing up in the third Dark Knight movie. So that it looks like the old Bane's like setting up the charges and blows up the stadium.
You fairy.
Wow.
I would have done it if I was easier. I'm fast with audio editing. Video editing, not so much. I need some more work.
We could talk about the Church of Cannabis if you want.
No, there was a, you know, I didn't.
Did you look at the video at
no,
all?
No, I totally forgot. Man.
It could be our, you know, award for not doing, you know.
Not helping?
Yeah, not helping.
Let's see. So, Rob, you sent a link to this, what, cannabis-friendly church?
Yeah, it was
on... Did I read that correctly? I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, it was on Nat Geo, actually.
Nat Geo?
Yeah, National Geographic website.
That's what the cool kids would call it if there are any cool kids watching National Geographic?
Yeah, that's, I think that's what they would do. Call it.
We all do.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
But, yeah, Busted. They were talking about the Church of Cannabis.
The Church of Cannabis.
Yeah, apparently.
Do they actually worship the plant itself, or they use it as a sacrament?
But actually, both,
is
yeah.
Is this a branch, some sort of like Jesus-centric religion that just is weed-friendly?
I think they're just trying to like worship the bud or the tree itself.
Oh, you so know? They're more they're like Wiccan.
Right.
They're more naturalists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely partake, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It get already ready. Doesn't look good. We have a mustache. We have long hair. Hit.
Sucks.
No requested format. Nope. So, but still, hold up.
Oh.
It's like you can't stop him.
Can't hold me down. Gotta keep on moving.
Nobody gonna break my stride. Is that what you're fucking saying?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Now I'm an ordained minister.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We find a church.
Any particular religion?
The internet. I mean, come on.
He's an internet priest.
That's a religion. That counts. That counts. That counts.
Internet.
It's what the universal church.
Yeah,
the one everyone goes to because it's free.
What the fuck is that?
What
the fuck?
This is the video for it. What are they? This is a performance on like Bandstand or some shit, huh?
I guess so.
Look at the outfits.
That's kind of hot though.
Yeah.
Those chicks are in like skin tight leotards with little dots on them.
Just in time for St. Patty's Day.
Look at that mustache.
I didn't realize that he looked like John Oates and Father Guido Sarducci had a love child.
I was just thinking Father Guido.
Nice bouncy little dance there. Oh, yeah. Like one guy with a guitar and then like a legion of synths.
It is funny.
This guy made a million. This guy made his $1 million.
Three synthesizers.
Oh, and we got a guitar.
Yeah, I take that back. The other guy that I thought was playing a guitar is playing something else. He's just dancing around with his keyboard.
This guy made $1 million. Oh, man.
Sure, I like that's something that I forgot about the 80s. So, like, the futuristic cuts to the shirt sometimes. He's got the diagonal, like, kind of collar thing that opens up. I don't know how to explain it. And then the pointy shoulders.
You know,
it's supposed to look futuristic.
This reminds me of something I always thought that kind of went down. Is, did you notice in, like, about 1997, all of a sudden fashion and music realized, holy shit, it's going to be like 2003 years. Let's make everything really futuristic really quickly. All of a sudden everybody had like mirrored glasses and everything was silver and fucking like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's when silver cars started going crazy.
And the shiny shit started. And I don't know.
You're right.
It just seemed like, it's about to be the future. It's about to be the year 2000.
Brightly colored.
This is not where we thought fashion and music would be at this point.
Right.
You know. Cars.
Where are the flying cars?
So they overcompensated. Well, no, come on. Now it's the year of Marty McFly, son.
Where are the cars? I want a flying
still on
car.
The ground. We just now figured out how to plug them in.
Listen, you got your hoverboard.
It's not enough.
They're like, you got a half-ass hoverboard. Be happy with it. Nike's like, we're going to fucking make the... aren't they making the...
Yeah, power lace?
Yeah, the power lace.
Yeah, come on. Until some kid loses a foot and then he falls asleep with them on and they...
Yep.
And all
that rots off.
They're like, if you can afford to buy it, just some guy comes over to your house and ties your shoe.
Right,
it's a power lace.
There's actually less money.
Just have somebody.
There you go.
Supposedly there's a documentary coming out.
Nimble finger.
called Out of Time.
Why do you need a documentary about this movie? Isn't
They're
everything
talking
you need
about
to
the
know?
Pop culture.
I would have, yeah, all right.
Oh, about the cult that surrounds the movie.
Yeah.
I guess if you were born after 2000, then this is a curiosity to you.
Right.
This is just a movie that made my parents
look
out.
They don't know, man. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
I was in the theater.
I was there when it came out on the
kids
theater.
Thinking they know about time travel.
This movie blew people's minds.
I was
minds.
There when it was invented.
Ronald Reagan.
This is our Guardians of the Galaxy.
The actor.
The whole world's flooded in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy. There's that word again.
Yeah.
Is something heavy. Wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Yeah. That's right.
Old man Peabody always had this crazy thing about breeding pine trees.
I think when I was in middle school or something, or like on the border of like end of elementary school and middle school, I was at some graduation party for some family member, and I pretty much like told this movie to one of my relatives. He thought it was funny to him. Looking back on it, I think he was drunk and it amused him.
Right.
But I just fucking recited this movie from start to beginning, painted the picture, told the story, said the lines.
So that's he didn't need to watch it?
I saw this movie.
Nice.
Until this day, that relative thinks you wrote it.
Yeah. My nephew, he wrote that. He did.
No shit, I'm telling you. He told me the whole story.
He told me at a dinner party. I swear to God, word for word.
I was eating Swedish meatballs, and he told me about this idea for the story.
I was blissed out of my mind. I didn't care. He was telling me
It was a graduation party. There was a keg of Bud Light there.
A letter from Muriel Bowser from the executive office of the mayor to Adam Ettinger. Dear Adam, together we have kicked off a fresh start for Washington, D.C. We are just weeks into my administration and have engaged scores of residents at dozens of community events, an open house at the Wilson Building, and 3 budget engagement forums. Your continued support and guidance is invaluable as we move the district forward. We have so much to be proud, yet we know our best days are still ahead of us. Residents are proudly proclaiming, "We are Washington, D.C. I am pleased to offer you a low tag assignment, tag 420, as an opportunity to acknowledge your commitment to and work on behalf of your neighbors and the district. Please refer to the Department of Motor Vehicles information enclosed to obtain your 2015 low tag." Why is it called a low tag?
Not high.
Basically,
I see what you did there.
Adam Ettinger is getting a 420 license plate.
Nice.
And he's getting it with the blessing of the mayor. Ettinger is quoted as saying, I don't expect any problems. Outside the jurisdiction, it will make me a target.
Big time.
So that's great. You get to have the 420 plate, but now it's going on, a car that you can only drive within the city limits.
Right.
You know that license plate is going to get stolen.
Oh, for sure.
Every time. It's Washington. Come on.
It's going to be replaced plenty of times.
Sir, can you please turn down the music? I'm sorry, officer. It just plays constantly.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it's coming from, actually. My stereo's off.
even when it's off, it plays at a low level. I can't stop it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Sir, it's 3:00 in the morning. Please. Yeah. Please.
I'm not even in the fucking car.
You have the keys.
The stereo actually got stolen.
Yeah. I took it out and beat it with a hammer.
Have you checked my license plate?
You pause it for a sec. Pretend you're opening the door. It starts up again. No, don't not turn the volume down, Can you, pause it and unpause it? I just want to imagine that, every time you open the door, close it.
That would be awesome, actually. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
I'd hang out in all the time. Welcome to my place.
Yeah, this is the same car that's got the weed stuck in the grill from running over those bales.
That would be cool. It'd be a double threat.
You'd end up dead. be smoking yourself out in the garage and die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
It was a mix of THC and carbon monoxide that killed the boy.
Turns out you can actually overdose. You just have to smoke it a pound at a time through your car's radiator.
The car runs on bud.
Like, officer, I swear it was a Kia when I bought the car. I put the license plate on and turned into a lowrider. Right.
I didn't used to have a Caprice Classic, but
I don't understand it.
Music just changes.
Oh yeah, this would be the next song. Yep.
The chain license plate cover.
Yeah. You have the chain steering wheel too. You know.
Officer, I swear, check my six-disc changer. I have Aunt Yanni in there.
It's in there for a reason.
I can't figure out how to get it to play, but
I have ABBA. I don't. I don't
guilty
understand.
Pleasure. They gave me some ABBA.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at the Weedsman 420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.